I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, more from our interview with Philip Dodd, author of the new book, The Reverend Guppy's Aquarium, From Joseph P. Frisbee to Roy Jacuzzi, How Everyday Items Were Named for Extraordinary People.
We left off last week at how the name Jacuzzi became synonymous with whirlpool bath.
Roy is from a great Italian family who came over from just north of Venice through Ellis Island in the 1900s, and they ended up in the fruit farms of California and got into making pumps to help the farmers. They even developed one of the very first passenger planes, amazingly. Roy was a third-generation Jacuzzi, and he came out of college in the mid-60s in California, and his grandfather and great-uncles had developed this machine that really swirled water around your domestic bath to help ease, you know, the pains of arthritis or just a sore body. But it was just like putting an outboard motor in a domestic bath. Roy, who'd done a degree in design and engineering, thinks, hang on, we can do something a lot more fun with this. And what he particularly came up with was, if you look at the side of the jacuzzis, they have those swivel nozzles. He designed that, and he worked out the way to push water through so powerfully that it created this fantastic bubble effect. And he was inspired by his Italian heritage. He had those classic Roman baths in mind.
You've got 15 stories here. Is there a favorite?
I'm very fond of the Earl of Sandwich, because when I started writing about the sandwich and knowing that it was named after this Earl of Sandwich, a British aristocrat, I had this idea that, you know, I'd be dealing a story about foppish English aristocrats. What I discovered was the current Earl, the 11th Earl, and his son have set up a business with, very appropriately, Robert Earle, who is one of the brains behind Planet Hollywood and Hard Rock Cafe. And they have a series of fast food sandwich restaurants. The first one was opened in Walt Disney World in Orlando, and they're rolling it out through the states.
And were there any words that you just knew were named after someone, but in fact were not?
I haven't come across any where I thought it was completely spurious, apart from, and this is one of the dangers of Google and the internet, there was a website I came across which dealt with culinary words, and they had an entry for a country squire from England called Sir Oswald Binge. And it said, you know, he was famous for his week-long feasts and the excess, and that's where the word binge came from. I went and had a look for that, and I just couldn't find any other references. And then I went back to the website, and my suspicions were kind of aroused when I came across an entry for a guy called Jorge Luis Avocado. And it said, Jorge Luis was an Argentinian explorer and botanist, and had a quote from his mother saying she'd much preferred him to discover something a little tastier, like baked Alaska.
Philip Dodd is the author of The Reverend Guppy's Aquarium, From Joseph P. Frisbee to Roy Jacuzzi, How Everyday Items Were Named for Extraordinary People.
We talked last week about Joseph Frisbee and his Frisbee Pie Company of Bridgeport, Connecticut. College students made a game out of sailing the pie tins through the air. In the 1950s, the California toy company Wham-O renamed a plastic flying saucer the Frisbee. Wham-O employee Ed Hedrick later improved the design, and the Frisbee became a big hit.
Well, after our segment aired, we learned of the death of Wham-O co-founder Richard Knurr. It seems he gave two conflicting explanations for the name Frisbee. One was the pie tin game called Frisbeeing. But more recently, he said, it was named after a comic strip character named Mr. Frisbee.
We emailed Philip Dodd in London for comment, and this was his reply. I think it was probably a little bit of mischief-making from Rich Knurr. The Wham-O guys often did like to amuse and bemuse. Plus, I couldn't find any proof of a Mr. Frisbee comic strip. And after visiting Bridgeport Public Library's Frisbee Archive, the Wham-O offices, and Ed Hedrick's widow, the weight of evidence definitely supported, in my view, the Joseph P. Frisbee version.
Philip Dodd adds that he may mention this issue about the origin of the name in the next edition of his book. And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.